I'm not sure could.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Second hour coming up. Short segment here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you have a question or comment with my special guest, Dave Marlette. And without any further ado, let's go to Deborah in Texas. Deborah, you're on with Michael and Dave. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Deborah in Texas. Love your program. I'm a first-time caller. I've never called a radio program in my life.
Yay! Okay.
But I wanted to say that I've been in the dry cleaning business for a little bit over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And I see a lot of the illegals naturally coming into that industry. And if people don't think that they don't take advantage of the system, they're crazy. Because I've seen so many instances in my business of how they play the system, how they get free health care. They know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, sure.
And it's really scary to me. About 3 years ago, we had a lady... had a baby. We gave her a big baby shower, and so when she had her baby, we wanted to take her flowers to the hospital. Well, she was under a different name at the hospital. Once we found the room, that her husband's sitting there claiming to be her brother. You know, they're getting everything for free. And now I've got a guy, my helper just got cancer, and of course, you know, he doesn't have health care, and they're fighting to try to get him some help. And to me, it's just, it's sad that this country has gone to that, that the people that live here legally and were born here cannot get what they need, but these people can get anything they want.
Well, and that's true, Deborah. And I go back to when there was an incident, you know, when my stepdaughter got treated. She didn't have any insurance. And not only are they really literally in the front of the line in the emergency room, but the from what I understand, the woman that was behind the counter when they found out that my stepdaughter at that time was, you know, an immigrant and was didn't have any papers or whatever, or excuse me, when she was, you know, before she got a green card and so forth.
Right.
She said, oh, don't worry about it. We have plenty of money for that. Don't worry. That's what she said. Okay, and that's the taxpayers' money. So, yes, you're right. They do learn how to manipulate the system. Now, I want to clear this up. My stepdaughter wasn't manipulating the system. She didn't know. But I'm talking about, yes, there are groups that do know.
They know so well. And if we don't wake up to this as a country, because I see it, I worked in a place one time. I had three other women working with me. Within those three women, they had 22 kids. 22. I added them up one day. You've got to be kidding me. I have one.
Right.
You know, and this is the scary part of it, is that in this country, you know, we sort of try to think about our finances. Okay, I want to raise this child well. I want to do what I can for this child.
Right.
And to them, it's nothing. I mean, I don't, you know, and I'm not downgrading people having children or anything, but if you can't take care of them properly, you know, this one lady, she had 12 kids. 12.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a cultural difference.
You know, it is a cultural difference, and you know, maybe that's part of the Pro America program, is we need to Pro America, procreate, you know.
Right. Well, I appreciate y'all taking my call, and I just wanted to say that, you know, people really need to start thinking about, you know, and looking around, that it's a lot more prevalent than they realize, and it's not just, you know, it's not in the, you know, it's in every industry. Like I said, I'm in the dry cleaning industry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, restaurants, whatever, it's just, it's so prevalent, and it's breaking this country.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're lucky to have Americans like Dave standing up and doing something about it, because
yes.
It doesn't look like our administration's doing anything about it.
No.
You know.
And people just like Deborah, too. I mean, we've got to get out and continue to fight these fights in your local community, make a stink out of it, and go find a dry cleaner or whatever it may be that I know you're in the business, but I'm talking about people who do the business. If you don't, go in, come online and print out, I mean, I'm talking to the listeners out there, come on out, print out our, we have a PDF little, one-page little flyer, print it out, and walk into these businesses and simply, you know, you don't have to be confrontational.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. There was a little technical glitch there. I didn't hear all of the music. Deborah, are you still with me? Dave, are you still there?
I'm still here, although I'm going to have to peel off here pretty quick. But
that's okay. That's fine. I just want to find out, Deborah, are you still on the line? Okay, she must have departed. Yeah, listen, I don't want to. I know you're busy. I didn't want to keep you, but a couple other things
I
wanted to.
I'm enjoying this.
What's that?
I said, no, that's okay. I'm enjoying this. Unfortunately, I do have to peel off here pretty quick. But in any case, I certainly do appreciate you bringing me on.
Okay, I just wanted to mention, you know, we've also got this situation with the enticements. I mean, the administration itself is really, not only are they making it easier for him to come over here, but they're literally enticing him to get here because they're hanging a carrot in front of their nose and they're putting him into the military for a year and saying, okay, you go over there for a year and we'll give you citizenship.
Yeah.
You know? That's one issue. Another issue I wanted to bring up while I've still got you here is that my engineer Marcus had mentioned to me, I had brought up a story that I was doing some research online about police brutality, and he had asked me off the air if I was a member of Cop Watch here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I said no, but I told him I'd look into it. So I emailed this Cop Watch, and I also called him. And in the meantime, I went online and I looked at a press conference, Dave, that they had with Sheriff Joe Arpaio here in Arizona. And it looked to me like from this press conference that they were really lambasting Sheriff Joe Arpaio for arresting these illegals. And so finally, about, I don't know, it's been about a week and a half since I had put in a call to this guy. And he called me back last night. His name is Sean. And I asked him straight up. I said, you know, are you defending illegals? And he said, well, no, what we're doing is that we are we're driving around and we're filming police officers that pull over vehicles, and we are making sure that they know who we are, and we're protecting the person from police brutality, which on its face is great. But he's also talking about we're preventing racial profiling. And after talking to this gentleman and watching this clip, it is my opinion that what they're really doing is they're attempting to protect these illegals and allow them to stay here under the guise of, you know, police brutality and racial profiling. Yeah, so I'm going to research this further. But anyway, we have both sides of the coin going here. And with your situation, this, as I mentioned before, your idea that you came up with about pro-America, I mean, I would see that this would take off like just a rocket ship. And I would think, and I'm going to enroll and join in this. I know it's free to do.
Absolutely, and, free to do. And for those who didn't hear that earlier on, this is, you know, we are organizations that can come on and or individuals and sign up as a pro-America company or a pro-America supporter. We'll send you decals for your work vehicles or your stores. Very, very professional. It says only legal workers here. Let your customers know on their way in or when your work truck pulls up that where you stand and that you stand for, you know, with this nation first. And you can be a supporter and put a bumper sticker on your car that we'll send you also for free that says I support pro-America companies. And our website on there. So, you know, we encourage everybody, proamericacompanies.com, to come on and join the good fight and stand up for something that's good. You know, there's a lot of negative out there, and it's important that we talk about what we're against. But it's also important that we stand up and talk about what we're for, and that mm-hmm. we talk about the good guys, who's out there doing it right. I mean, let's blow their doors off with business. Let's make it, you know, the most profitable thing they ever did was joining Pro America Companies. And letting everybody know that they put this nation first.
Hey, and it looks to me like, at least at the onset, with the support and with the membership that you've got, even in this first 2 months, looks like this thing's really going to take off, Dave.
Well, we certainly hope so, and we certainly have bigger plans. We're not just going to be a Yellow Pages. I mean, as this thing goes into the thousands of members, we will start having more of a traditional lobbying voice, this collective of American companies that can then come together and say, you know, here's the way we want our screening vehicles, you know, the tools that the government gives to screen out illegal aliens. Here's what we want our legislators to be. We can have more of a PAC type and lobbying effort. And so there's all kinds of things. There's collective bargaining with regard to collective purchasing of insurance, things that other associations can offer their members. We'll be able to offer to all of these companies, large and small, all coming together under one particular issue, and that is their, you know, where they put their priorities of this nation.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you got my vote. I mean, I thought all along it's a great idea. I commend you for doing it, Dave. And again, I want to put out the website one more time so the listeners can go in there and take a look. It's proamericacompanies.com. Go in and look around. Join it, folks. Okay. This is a movement we all need to band together, which I know we have in a number of different issues. But this, again, it sends a message. Sends a message that we are a sovereign country and we intend to stay that way.
Absolutely.
And with that, yes, Dave, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, buddy. It's been fun. And,
well, yeah, for me too. I really do appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking the time and invite me back on sometime. And I'd love to come.
I was just about to say that I've had a wonderful conversation with you, and as you progress through this, I will certainly have you back up again, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Very good, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There goes Dave Marlette. Wonderful guy. I mean, I can't say enough. I think this is a fantastic idea, and that just goes to show you, folks. I mean, here's just another American out there that has, through the course of his endeavors through life, has encountered this. He went to call a number of different painting contractors and found out he couldn't even get an American to paint. And it's not a question of the immigration. We're not talking about a race thing. We're talking about legal or illegal thing, okay? If you're going to come in and you're going to be an American citizen, do it the right way, learn the language, go through those hoops that my wife Lindsay has had to go through, and do it the way you're supposed to do it.
So that's all I have to say about that. Okay, moving right along here. Phone lines are open for the rest of the day, folks. So if you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Call me with your questions, comments, or whatever you want. I wanted to mention, shifting gears here, getting off that topic. On my show yesterday, Don Nikoloff and I were talking about this bridge collapse in Minnesota. And, you know, if indeed it were from a ULF weapon, which there was some kind of a scale, Richter scale or something that, you know, Russian newspaper reported that they saw in that specific location, you know, what would be the motive for something like that? And I was asking Don, what do you think would be the motive for something like that? And ironically enough, just as my show ended yesterday, you know, on MSNBC, the motive popped right up there. And this article is Aging Infrastructure May Lead to Gas Tax Raise. Bridge collapse, symbol of road disrepair that could cost $461 billion to fix. And I ran across an article, I don't know, a few days ago, it was talking about 70,000 roads and bridges were in, you know, strong need of repair. And, you know, I just thought, well, if, you know, if the Iraq war ended and all this money that was going over there, there's the money to fix it, okay? But At any rate, we're talking about, here we go with mainstream news, with the propaganda being tossed out there because we had a bridge collapse. Okay, so all of a sudden it's justifiable for them to raise the gas tax. 500 bridges around the country similar to the Minnesota span, and these are potential death traps, says Representative Don Young of Alaska, former chairman of the House Transportation Committee. I'm not going to read this whole article to you, but I did want to point out, because I missed it yesterday when I was talking to Don and I was asking about what kind of a reason do you think that they would do that? Well, there's a good reason for you. So they jack the gas tax up 20 cents a gallon. They take all this money in and they pretend like they're fixing a few bridges and they keep the rest. What's new? Okay, moving right along. I wanted to point out a couple other things that I thought were kind of titillating. Rudy Giuliani, running for president. According to one poll, the polling.net, I believe, he's in the lead. Which is a total, it's a total crock because everybody knows that Ron Paul's blowing him away. But I thought this was rather interesting, so I'm going to read this to you because it just goes to show you, I would hope, and it probably won't, but I would hope that this is enough to literally blow this guy out of the water, okay? Rudy Giuliani's daughter comes out for Obama. Could you imagine the embarrassment here? Okay, I'm gonna read this one. This is Ewan McCaskill in Washington Wednesday. I'm out of the Guardian. The leading Republican for next year's presidential contest, Rudy Giuliani, is having to contend with the embarrassment of discovering his teenage daughter signed up as a supporter of Barack Obama, one of the Democratic frontrunners. Mr. Giuliani, whose family relationships are fraught after a messy divorce, as well. And remember that divorce? Now, let me stop right there. Remember that divorce? Okay, that was back when we I was reading Sherman Skolnick article on Monday, okay, when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Okay, and he backed off, and the reasons for backing off were because he had cancer at the time. But what she was going to bring up, what her campaign managers were going to toss out there is that he was concerned that they were going to start bringing up stuff about his messy divorce. So he mentions his messy divorce in here. It's funny how it all ties in. But anyway, let me read this again. Mr. Giuliani, whose family relationships are fraught after a messy divorce, is well ahead of his Republican rivals in spite of reports about his personal life. His children have already signaled they do not intend to campaign for him. But the state political website discovered that his daughter, Caroline, age 17, had gone further and signed up to social networking group Facebook's Barack Obama, 1 million strong for Barack site. She also described herself as a liberal on the Facebook page. A spokeswoman for her said her Facebook listing was an expression of interest in certain principles. I wonder what principles those might be, rather than for an individual in the campaign. And the comments have been removed from this site. It comes only days after Mr. Giuliani's wife, Judith, faced criticism in Vanity Fair, which portrayed her as interfering with the campaign and drawing up a list of aides she wanted fired. It was also claimed she demanded a separate seat on the campaign plane for her Louis Vuitton handbag. An interview she gave to the New York Times at the weekend did little to help, drawing attention to her part in the breakup of Mr. Giuliani's previous marriage. Mr. Obama, asked about Caroline Giuliani's support, said, That's very nice. We think it's wonderful that we are attracting support from young people all across the country. I can't wait to meet her. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got some more here.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to call in with a question or comment, feel free to do so. Continuing with this article on Giuliani's daughter, it's Mr. Obama asked about Caroline Giuliani's support, said, quote, "That's very nice. We think it's wonderful that we are attracting support from young people all across the country. I can't wait to meet her," unquote. Yeah, okay. A poll published yesterday put Mr. Giuliani well ahead of the Republican field on 33% with Fred. Now, see, where are they getting these polls? Every poll that I'm reading is, I mean, Ron Paul is just cleaning everybody's clock. This is MSNBC. Now, this article is out of this is The Guardian. I thought it was MSNBC, but it's The Guardian Unlimited, okay? So what they're saying here is that the poll published yesterday put Mr. Giuliani well ahead of the Republican field with 33% of the vote, and then with Fred Thompson at 21%, John McCain with 16%, and Mitt Romney at 8%. The USA Today Gallup poll, which interviewed 1,012 adults across the U.S., also gave Hillary Clinton a clear lead over her Democratic rivals with 48%. Okay, well, I'll agree with that one. And then Obama was at 26% and John Edwards was with 12%. The poll figure suggests Giuliani's pro-abortion stance is not hurting him as much as expected. But my question is, where are they getting these figures? Because every poll that I go look in, and I'm talking about MSNBC, I'm talking about ABC.com, all of these polls have Ron Paul just cleaning everybody. I mean, what are they doing? Are they making this up? Are they making it up as they go along? They just toss it out there? What? I mean, what? Or are they just, you know, they'll ask a question if somebody doesn't, or they don't like somebody's answer, they just don't count that one? They ignore it? I don't get it. I'm really baffled at how they come up with this. But at any rate, all right, there's another, I'm going to get back to Rudy Giuliani in a minute here, but I wanted to point something else out. There was an article I ran across the other day in the Cincinnati Beacon. And I thought this was rather interesting because it tied into, you know, some of the stories that I had mentioned before about these military recruiters and how they, you know, how they trick these young kids, naive young, into joining the military. And this is out of the Cincinnati Beacon. I want to read this for you because it just kind of ties in with what experiences I've personally had of watching these guys and some of the tricks that they pull. And, you know, these guys that are out, they're exposing, I think it was WeAreChange.org, exposed Mayor Bloomberg on a subway, you know, asking, and he was on the subway for 20 minutes, and there was, you know, he had security and so forth all over the place, but he had guys that were just, you know, just continually hitting him with questions, and Bloomberg sat there for a good 15 minutes and never said a word with all these questions that were being asked on 9/11. And the point that I'm mentioning about this is that we need to bring this stuff to light. And I compliment We Are Changed because they're doing a good job of that. They got cameras. They're pointing them in the face for the listeners that heard me on the show last week when I was talking about police brutality. Yes, we need to get those cameras out. We need to take them with us wherever we go, okay? And we need to have it there just in case something happens that we can film it, put it up on YouTube, and expose these people for who they are. So at any rate, let me go into this article. Military recruiter horror story, posted by the Dean of Cincinnati. Yesterday, I noticed this post at the CityBeat blogs calling for anyone with a military recruiter horror story to contact the Intercommunity Justice and Peace Center. The blog entry explains that IJPC is asking students, parents, teachers, and guidance counselors and others for their stories about encounters with aggressive military recruiters. And I think that's a great idea. Email your stories to Kristen at ijpc-cincinnati.org or call Kristen or Julie at 513-579-8547. Again, that's 513-579-8547. Because if you run across this, and folks, I've run across this in the Phoenix Mall at Metro Center. I've seen this with my own eyes where they – and it reminds me when I was a freshman in high school. I was walking down the hallway as a freshman in high school, and I know the cross-country coach, you know, kind of grabbed me and threw me up against the wall and told me that I looked like a healthy young man. I should be out running cross-country. That's how they recruited me. And they recruited me to run around the school one time, and I ran out the door and went home, and I avoided the coach for the rest of the year. So that's my story about cross country. But at any rate, this is what they do. So it just so happens, and I'm going to continue with this, it just so happens I've had some experience with military recruiters bending the rules of engagement with high school students. So I just called to share my observations. Please consider doing the same if you know anything. A few years back when I was working for an area Catholic high school, there were some recruiters who consistently bent the rules of engagement for talking with students. As I understand the game, recruiters are allowed to set up tables in the cafeteria, they are allowed to answer any questions if students approach them, and they are allowed to ask for names and other information once a student begins in the line of inquiry. Recruiters are not, however, supposed to approach students first, and it makes sense if you think about it. That's the line in the sand, to prevent recruiters from harassing students, profiling them, and so forth. I started noticing that the recruiters would play games with this rule. For example, if a group of guys approached the pop machines, the recruiters would coincidentally always get thirsty at the same moment. Can you see that? I can see that. They'd make eye contact with a kid, and if the kid said something like, "Hi," or "What's up," as is typical when you make eye contact with some high school boys, the recruiter would then take that as an open invitation to engage. Sometimes they would pretend to be interested in news posted on the bulletin board on the other side of the cafeteria. They would slowly walk towards it, trying to make eye contact, the whole walk back there. After some you know what? Got a break coming up. I'm going to finish this article, and then after that I'm going to read an email that one of my former guests that I may have up again, Amy Branham, who lost a son in the military. She wrote a letter. I'm going to read it for you. So be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm reading this article I thought was kind of interesting about these recruiters and some of the tricks that they pull. Then after I read this, okay, then I'm going to show you the result when these recruiters succeed from a letter from a mother who's lost a son in the military, Amy Branham. It says, after some colleagues started complaining and after the principal told me that there was nothing he could do about it, I decided to start following the recruiters around whenever they would leave their table. This made them very uncomfortable. After 2 days, they stopped with that game. Then they had a new idea. They brought these keychains that were free giveaways. At the end of lunch, they would place themselves in the flow of traffic leaving the cafeteria, trying to hand out keychains, playing the eye contact game. I used to lean against the door jamb, staring at them until they returned to their tables. I know some of you will go off how this is no big deal, but the bottom line is that these recruiters broke the rules. And those rules exist to protect kids, our kids, folks, from the horror stories that you may have heard about really aggressive recruiters. And speaking of that, speaking of these aggressive recruiters and what they do, let's just see what, if I can get this up here, there we go, if what a military mother has to say about that. And I got this email yesterday from Amy Branham, which for those of you who have listened, she's been on my show before. She wrote this. It's called Courage. This is from a mother who lost a son in the military. And this is the result a lot of times from these recruiters that are throwing kids up against a wall, going into high school classrooms and making that eye contact at the Coke machine. Here's the result from one mother. I've been thinking about courage these past few days, not just any old brand of courage, but the courage it takes to stand up for and fight for what you believe is right, even when it flies in the face of reason. I know a lot of truly courageous people who are doing just that. They're not letting their fear of government, and specifically our president, be thrust down their throat every chance they get. They are not letting the threat of illegal wiretapping, of having their homes and possessions taken away, or the threat of being locked up and never being seen again stop them. This may sound like paranoia, but in the United States today, these are very real possibilities, thanks to our elected representatives who continue to lack any kind of backbone whatsoever and act like jellyfish, caving into the president at his every whim. They just gave the president everything he wanted and more when they passed the FISA Act last week. The inspiration for my thoughts comes from a Gold Star families I've met over the years. These are families who have lost a member of their family due to the Iraq War and the Afghanistan War. They feel the war is wrong and it is illegal and immoral and that the United States should end this war as soon as possible. These families speak out in public forums, write articles, give interviews, and visit their elected representatives to talk to them about the war and what they can do and what they must do to end it. These courageous people relive over and over again the most horrendous moments of their lives, from the moment they found out about the death of their loved one right on their memorial services and burials. Unfortunately, that's the easy part of it all. The hard part is the aftermath and learning how to live a life without the person you always thought would be there. Yet these amazing people do just that. I know of mothers who visit the graves of their sons every day and have done so for years. One mother I know visits morning and night and talks to her son. Other mothers have built memorials in their homes to their dead sons and daughters and pray continually for their souls and the souls of the other war dead. One family that comes to mind is the family of Jeffrey Lucy, a Marine who took his own life a few months after returning from Iraq. Kevin and Joyce, his parents, have filed a lawsuit charging the Veterans Administration with negligent homicide because they did not help their suicidal son in spite of multiple desperate attempts to get help. Another family that I think of is the family of Pat Tillman. This family has been lied to time and time again and still doesn't know the truth of what happened to their son. Yet they sit stoically and listen to hour after hour of testimony and hearings as they continue to demand to know the truth about what happened to their beloved son. I don't know how they found the courage to relive again and again the most horrible, horrendous moments of their lives to bring about justice for their sons and to find out the truth of what happened to them. It makes a tremendous amount of courage and strength just to get out of bed in the morning, sometimes even years after the death of a child, even a grown-up one. Many of us are able to eventually move on and find some kind of acceptance and closure, but there are those who will never get that, not until they know exactly what happened to their loved ones, not until they know what happened to their sons and daughters will not happen to someone else's son or daughter. These families will continue to stand up and be counted and demand accountability and truth. These families will share their stories and their heartache, hoping somehow to touch the hearts of those whose hearts are cold. This, my friends, is courage. You can learn more about these families at www.gsfso.org. That's www.golf, Sierra, Foxtrot, Sierra, Oscar.org. A couple of thoughts come to mind when I read this. What's happening here with these families? Do you know that they're reported about 3,500 deaths of American military over in Iraq, and I don't know what 20,000 wounded, but really the figure is much higher than that. I would estimate, and of course, you know, based on other reports I've seen, 10,000 to 15,000 dead, and much, much higher. And we're, not to mention the Iraqis, which there's been over 700,000 that have been killed. But at any rate, you have to take that figure. And this is a letter that is written from a deceased soldier's mother. You have to take that figure. You have to multiply at times however many family members this gentleman had when he sat, or gentleman or lady, that when he sat at Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas, and all the family got together of whom loved this fellow or woman, okay, and they all have experienced the loss. And they experience that loss for the rest of their lives because that man or woman will never be here to share Thanksgiving or Christmas again. Never be here to watch their children grow up. So the effect that this really has on people as a whole, as a nation as a whole, is much, much, much more devastating than simply losing one in the war, an illegal war, I might point out. And speaking of that, I want to go back here for a moment. I was on the subject of Rudy Giuliani, who, by the way, is pro-war, okay? And there's another article I wanted to point out if I can find it. Oh, yes. This is out of the Village Voice. And this is, again, we're back to Rudy Giuliani now. Pro-war, standing on 9/11 and how he's more capable than anybody of fighting terrorism because he was right in the forefront of 9/11, gag me with a spoon. The title of this one's Rudy Giuliani's Five Big Lies About 9/11. Nearly six years after 9/11, Rudy Giuliani is still walking through the canyons of Lower Manhattan, covered in soot, pointing north, and leading the nation out of danger's way. The Republican forerunner is campaigning for president by evoking that visual at every campaign stop, and he apparently believes it's a picture worth thousands of nights in the White House. Giuliani has been leading the Republican pack for 7 months. Now, again, where did they get this? Giuliani is no more leading the Republican pack than Flea in the Fanny Air, okay? It's Ron Paul that's leading the pack, but you notice how they don't pay any attention to Ron Paul. Anyway, Giuliani's been leading the Republican pack for 7 months, and the prediction that the party's evangelicals would turn on him have so far proven hollow. The religious right appears as gripped by the Giuliani story as the rest of the country. Gripped by his story? Please. Giuliani isn't shy about reminding audiences of those heady days. In fact, he hyperventilates about them on the stump, making his credentials in the so-called war on terror the centerpiece of his campaign. His claims, meanwhile, have been met with media deference, so total that he's taken to complimenting the good job it is doing covering the campaign. Opponents, too, haven't dared to question his terror credentials, as if doing so would be an unpatriotic bow to Osama bin Laden, which, by the way, has been dead for 5 years. Here, then, is a less deferential look at the illusory cloud emanating from the former mayor's campaign. Now, here's big lie number one. I think the thing that distinguishes me on terrorism is I have more experience dealing with it. Please. This pillar of the Giuliani campaign, asserted by pundits as often as it is by the man himself, is based on the idea that Rudy uniquely understands the terror threat because of his background as a prosecutor and as New York's mayor. In a July appearance at the Maryland Synagogue, Giuliani sketched out his counterterrorism biography, a resume that happens to be rooted in falsehood. Now remember this, folks. Yes, I think the thing that distinguishes me on terrorism is I have more experience at dealing with it. No, Rudy, no, that isn't what distinguishes you. Okay, what distinguishes you is that you're you were the former mayor of New York, who was the former prosecutor, okay, that covered up, that would not allow a forensic investigation, and shipped all the steel beams to China. That's what distinguishes you, Rudy. Okay? Also, what distinguishes you is the report that I read from Sherman Skolnick back in 2000, or, you know, that I read, he was written in 2001, that you're one of George H.W. Bush's buddies. That distinguishes you. That tells us right there which way you're painted. And also, what distinguishes you, Rudy, my boy, is that you are a CFR member. Well, there you go. Okay? That's all you need. You're a CFR member, and you're already one of those individuals who assert that once the ruling members of the CFR shadow government have decided that the U.S. government should adopt a particular policy, the very substantial research facilities of the CFR are put to work to develop arguments, intellectual and emotional, to support a new policy and to confound, discredit intellectually and politically any opposition. And that was put out by Admiral Chester Ward, who was a member of the CFR, but no longer. No, that's what distinguishes you, Rudy. Listen to this. As United States attorney, I investigated the Leon Klinghoffer murder by Yasser Arafat, he told the Jewish audience, referring to the infamous 1985 slaying of wheelchair-bound 69-year-old New York businessman aboard the Achille Lauro, an Italian ship hijacked off the coast of Egypt. Goes on to say, it's honestly the reason why I knew so much about Arafat, says Giuliani. I knew in detail the Americans he murdered. I went over their cases. I can't, you know, I don't even know. I don't even know that I can finish this article. Just, that one alone just nauseates me, folks. But let me continue down here. I'm trying to find number two, because number one's gone on for two pages here. So let me see if I can just find. Oh, here we go. Okay. I'm reading this with you for the first time, okay? I don't think there was any place in the country, including the federal government, that was as well prepared for that attack as New York City was in 2001. No, and with that, I'll agree with you, Rudy, because you see, FEMA was ordered to go in there on the 10th of September because they all knew it was an inside job and it was going to happen. So, yes, you're right. I don't think there was any place in the country, including the federal government, that was as well prepared for that because you knew it. Okay, because FEMA was in there the day before. So, yes, that is big lie number two. Okay, now I'm not reading this. I'm just going off memory here. I'm just reading what he says, and then I'm reporting on it from my own memory, folks. So bear with me because I've got to go to page four now to find lie number three. Here we go. Oh, my God. This ought to be a good one. Now, I'm reading this for the first time here. You ready for this one? Don't blame me for WTC7, Rudy says. In response to his critics' most damning soundbite, Giuliani is attempting to blame the once-valued aide for the decision to put his prized $61 million emergency command center in the World Trade Center, an obvious terrorist target. The 1997 decision had dire consequences on 9/11 when the city had to mobilize a response without... Don't blame him for WTC7. We're not... Who's blaming him for that? I don't get it. Wallace confronted Giuliani. All right, never mind. That doesn't even make sense. Don't blame me for WT. We're not blaming you. Okay, we're just calling out Larry Silverstein. So don't worry about that one, Rudy. We got enough on you already. Okay, but let's go down and see if we can find number. Oh, big lie number four. Democrat. Here's a good one. He should talk. Democrats do not understand the full nature and scope of the terrorist war against us. They don't? You guys are all in lockstep with one another. What are you talking about? There's only one, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, any listeners out there, but there's only one candidate on both sides who's saying, pull them out right now, and that's Ron Paul. So Democrats do not understand the full nature and scope of the terrorist war against us? Oh, yes, they do all understand it. They understand, I'm pretty sure they all understand it's a farce, or at least they're pleading, they're you know, in denial. I don't know. Okay, but at any rate, they don't understand the full nature of the terrorist war against us. Yes, I think they do. Okay, and even if they didn't, you don't either, because you know it's a lie, Rudy. So let's go to page six, and we'll get to big lie number five, because this article is so lengthy, I wouldn't have time to read it all anyway, so I'm just skipping to the good stuff. Here we go, big lie number five. Every effort was made by Mayor Giuliani and his staff to ensure the safety of all workers at Ground Zero. What was that lady's name that said it was okay to go back? You know, it was okay to come out now? I can't. Catherine Austin Fitz? I don't know. The lady that said, okay, everything's fine, okay, the air's fit to breathe, and now we've got all these dogs that are dead, and we've got all these firemen and police and citizens that are dying, but everything's okay, because Rudy said so. You know, as this campaign continues to go forth, and as we see the results of these polls, and again, if one of you guys out there on a future show, because I don't have a lot of time left today, I mean, if you want to call in and give me it, okay, I've only got a few minutes left. It's 800-313-9443. But if somebody has some kind of an idea of how they come up with these bizarre, ridiculous polls that show this clown in the lead, I would be happy to entertain. I would love to hear where they get this information from, because I cannot find it in any poll that I have looked at, with the exception of the one I read the other day, which is polling.net or polling.com or whatever it is. I have no idea where they're getting this from. But at any rate, let's see. Every effort was made by Giuliani and staff to ensure the safety of all workers at Ground Zero. So read the Giuliani campaign statement in June, responding to a chorus of questions about the mayor's responsibility for the respiratory plague that threatens the health of tens of thousands of workers at the World Trade Center site, apparently having killed some. Apparently. Well, hello. Yeah. The statement pointed the finger at then EPA. Yes. No, it's not Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm sorry. It's Christine Todd Whitman. That's what I was looking for. The statement pointed a finger at then EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman, issuing a list of the many times that Whitman issued or assured New Yorkers the air was safe, instead of also detailing many times when Giuliani echoed Whitman, for example, the air is safe and acceptable, he said on September 28th. Oh my gosh. The campaign cited several fire department briefings about incident action plans for the use of respirators, suggesting the city had tried to get responders to protect themselves from the toxins at Ground Zero. The press release did not make a case that any of these plans had ever resulted in any real action, nor did it dispute the fact that as late as the end of October, only 29% of the workers at the site were wearing respirators. Yeah, so the 29% were wearing respirators. If I had to place a bet, I would bet that 71% of them are sick. What do you want to bet? We'll be back at 3 for the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. I'll be right back with, I think, a little bit more.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll end this today on a kind of a positive note. George Washington's blog called How Can You Not Get It? I guess the only good news is many timid writers and commentators are finally waking up to the fact that the powers that be are whipping up fear of the enemy in order to justify their imperial wars of aggression and the consolidation of power at home. For example, liberal website BuzzFlash is today running its main story, an editorial comparing Bush and company to the Nazis and discussing how the Nazis bullied the legislature into passing the Enabling Act after the Reichstag fire. But they're missing the most important piece of the puzzle. The Nazis themselves lit the Reichstag fire and blamed it on others. The fire was the event which justified Hitler's seizure of power and suspension of liberties. And it is widely known that the Nazis, in Operation Himmler, faked attacks on their own people and resources, which they blamed on the Poles to justify the invasion of Poland. And it wasn't just the Nazis. False flag attacks have almost always been the real root of wars and empires. This reality of the millennia, long secret of false flag terror, is right in front of your eyes. How can you not get it? And I'm not speaking to you folks, because I know you all get it. But just remember, we need to get out. We need to take the initiative. We need to get up off our chairs. We need to get copies of Freedom to Fascism. We need to tell people about the Clinton Chronicles. We need to get out there and tell people, just plant seeds with them. Wake them up. There's a transitioning happening in here in the country. We've got a candidate that, you know, the Las Vegas odds have dropped from 15-1 down to 8-1. You know, the guy's really got a chance. And I'm not saying he's the be-all and end-all, and I'm not saying he's our only savior. I'm saying that, you know, faced with what we've got now and faced with what's running against him, he's the best shot we've got. So we've got to pave the way. And I know that people are out there and they're talking about Ron Paul, but, and there's more contributions that are coming in, especially from the military, and rightly so. But you can't just sit on the sofa and do nothing about it. You got to get up, get out there, make your voice heard in whatever format you can. Look what Dave Marlett did. Okay, he put up this website with the American companies and dealing with American companies that want to step up to the plate. And they want to. They say, hey, you know what, we're not hiring illegals. Shop with us. We'll give you discounts. I think that's a brilliant idea. And I'm going to join. It's people that get up and do something. One person can make a difference. That, to me, is the start of a tidal wave that may just sweep over this country. One of many. You know. And, again, I want to give kudos and commend. We are changed. Those guys are out there getting in people's face, getting on subways. And remember, you know, they're passing these executive orders, this draconian legislation, you know, about not they're outlawing cameras, believe it or not, today in New York. You can't use them if you're a civilian. Well, screw that, okay, and screw them. They're using cameras on us. They're putting them up at every street corner, and they want to be able to inflict their pain on us, police brutality sometimes. I've seen clips on the Internet. But then we can't turn around and protect ourselves? I'm sorry. That's not going to fly. The executive order on July 17th that George Bush says, well, you know, if you protest the Iraq war, we're going to seize all your assets. Come and get them, buddy. Or Lebanon or Syria. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, they extend that. And then they're going to extend it where you can't talk about anything. It just continues to grow unless we put our foot down, draw our line in the sand, and put a stop to it. Okay? I'm sure you feel the same way I do, but if you haven't quite got there yet, I'm tired of this. I am sick and tired of it. And those young guys that I see getting out there and do that, pointing that camera in people's face, you know, I stand up in the middle of the room and shout, yeah, get them. Okay? Because if not now, when? And if we don't do it, we may never have the chance. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, The End of Another Day. Okay, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. John is in Florida with Sandra, as you all know. I'm not sure who's taking... Who's that? Alan Watt is on today. So stay tuned for Alan Watt. Always volumes of information coming out of that guy. Wonderful guy. So I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you so much, and goodbye. It's true.